Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Bethany Klock is in this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County with a newshound named Pickles. How can you not love a dog named Pickles?
You have to. It's automatic.
Yes. I love this.
So I decided on Pickles because, you know, right now we're in kind of a depressing time of year. The holidays are done. Just look outside. There's no sun. But Pickles, he will brighten your days. I swear. He is so happy. This dog wags his entire body. He's got the most happy little tail, just exuberant. He's a good size, too. He's medium size, 39 pounds, beautiful brindle fur. Whoever adopts him, like when I got my dogs, I learned to appreciate winter a little more because I have to take them out for walks.
Yes.
And I think whoever adopts Pickles will have such great days ahead of him or her.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. That's good. It's great because I hate Pickles. But I love Pickles.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't like Pickles the food, but Pickles the dog, I feel like, is someone I can
Pickles
get along
the
with.
Noun you don't like.
Yeah,
got
that's
it, got
right.
it. Okay. Yeah.
The look of Pickles with the brindle and everything like that.
Yep.
I mean, I think this is the type of dog that people are going to look at and say, yeah, this is exactly who I pictured in my house.
Yes, me too. He's just a lovable, lovable mutt. We don't know how he is with kids, but based on meeting him yesterday, I don't think he'll have any problems with little people.
Oh, good. All right. Well, you know, I got to tell you, like a week ago, I was like just going crazy because we had no snow and mud. Right? And
oh.
With dogs, I mean, it's the worst.
No kidding.
I got to tell you that I'm actually happy that we have snow on the ground right
Me
now.
Too. We had to get a new septic tank in our backyard, which means our entire backyard is just literally a mud pit.
Ooh.
And it has not been fun this winter.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I am so thankful for the frozen ground. You have no
right,
idea.
Right.
It's nice not to worry about it. At the SPCA, though, where the dogs go out and, I mean, do you have to worry about muddy paws? I'm trying to picture where they go out in the back.
The play yards have fake AstroTurf.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
The good news. And then you can walk them out onto on the sidewalk, rather. But of course, there are a few muddy occasions, but not as bad as you would think.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be a lot of paw wiping.
Ugh.
That would be a full-time job, the paw wiper.
I only have two dogs at home, and trust me, it is a full-time job.
The washing machine would be going constantly with those towels,
right? You have no idea.
My dogs will like curl up into a ball, at least the one of them. One will just walk away. They know what's coming, and they try and escape. The other just tries to make it as hard as possible for me to reach her feet. It's just such a pain.
Dogs just don't like their feet being touched in general,
right.
I think.
I get that. I like to think it's like a nice little massage. If you came up to me and was like, hey,
before
you got a
you
little
come
towel
in.
Here, yeah. give you a little hand and foot massage, I'd be like, all right, not them.
No, I don't think dogs do. So another reason why cats are pretty great, they don't go outside.
Yeah, that is a plus for that.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's the selection right now at the SPCA? What do you have more of or what?
Oh my gosh, we have a lot of cats. And a lot of these cats are on the Shire side. So if you're planning on coming in to adopt a cat, give yourself plenty of time to sit in the room and then let them come out when they decide they want to. But we have so many friendly dogs, too. A lot of bigger dogs. So if you like medium to larger size dogs, check out our website, yourspca.org. Oh, and I almost did this dog as our news hound. Her name is Samantha. She's a little terrier. She is so absolutely adorable. I think she looks like a Yorkie who needs a haircut.
Okay.
So check out Samantha.
And Rocky from last week, Rocky? Rocky got adopted.
Yes, good job, guys. Thanks to you.
So let's make it another successful run here with Pickles, who, again, is a great-looking dog. Perfect in every way. Perfect look.
I agree.
Like around 40 pounds, I think that's for a lot of people. Perfect size.
Yep.
And good manner. It walks well. Still learning sit.
Yeah.
But sitting is not as important as walking well on the leash.
I feel like cum is more important in case there's ever an emergency. You get that dog to you ASAP.
Get over here.
Yeah,
that's
here,
true.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave the rabbit in the backyard alone.
Yeah,
get
please.
Over here.
Or get out of the road now.
Yes.
Do you have obedience training that you offer at the SPCA?
Yes, we do.
I know. I have a dog that could use a little bit.
Well, we can sign you up.
Oh, all right. right.
Come on, Ben.
I was going to ask you for that. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll send you the information.
Perfect. All right. Good. Well, good luck with Pickles, because I just love this dog. And check out the video of Pickles wagging his tail nonstop over at WBEN on Twitter.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.